With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
What is going on? What is going on here? I first of all, I nearly got stung by a bee. We are on the Sam Adams deck here at Fenway Park. And I nearly got stung by a bee, which is fine because I'm not allergic or anything like that. But then, during the break, Curtis had the most elaborate sneeze that anyone has ever seen. And he's thrown his back out.
I swear to God, I have. I can't even move.
Now, God, if you remember correctly, Danielle.
Yes.
On the old show.
Yes.
I threw my back out when... vomiting during the stomach flu.
Yes.
And I was told...
You're a giant baby about it.
I was told that there are three ways, the three most popular ways in which one injures their back are vomiting,
mm-hmm.
sneezing, and tying their shoes. And apparently... I mean, is literally your back?
It's literally an incredible amount of pain right now. Yes.
Do you need like the English neighbor guy of Mr. Jefferson to come over?
Yes, I do. I would love him to come here and
to walk on your back.
No way.
I've never
seen such a he sneezed and then immediately just reached for his back and started making this painful gesture, and we thought it was a joke, but he's frozen.
Yeah. No.
Can't move. This is awesome. Jesus, just tears funny.
Do you want a drink or something?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You want to see Sam Adams?
All right. God, what a day. What a time to be alive.
We're going to be joined on the show by Brock Holt in about 20 minutes or so. Brock Holt is going to be honored tonight during a pregame ceremony during a pregame ceremony at Fenway when it comes to being the Roberto Clemente nominee for the Red Sox.
Roberto Clemente nominee for the year. He does a ton with the Jimmy Fund. Our friend Lisa Sherber over there at the Dana-Farber is in love with him.
Well, I mean, the guy, listen, there's a lot of positives that you can take out of this Red Sox season. I mean, it doesn't all have to be negative.
Yeah, it's almost over.
No, there's like someone. They're right here.
Okay, I mean, you're in their house.
I know, they love us.
Ken is very...
How's your back feel, Curtis?
Ken, are you encouraged about next year? Do you have any concerns with the way this season ended?
Well, there are concerns. And they got $57 million locked up in price and sale, who haven't finished the year, or if they, you know, the last time we saw them are in serious medical issues. So there are concerns. But I think as a Sox fan, you think they're still optimistic that, you know, it was a blip and they'll be back at it next year.
I think there's a legitimate concern that JD Martinez might walk. They could move on from Mookie preemptively to hope to restock the farm, perhaps. You're going to have to build around Xander and Devers. Those are your two tent poles going forward with the 30-50 club that is Xander and Devers. You got to build around those guys and hope that it is an anomalous year for Price and for Sale, because like the top your top three pitchers pitch into a plus five ERA when they're supposed to be two to three of the best 15 in the league. You can't do that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's rough.
What would you guess, odds wise, that Mookie ends up sticking around?
40%.
40? I'd say 5%.
Really?
Yes. Zero. Almost zero chance, unless he has a huge change of heart. But no way. That was already being reported by Nightingale, Ken, if I'm not mistaken, recently when they got rid of Dombrowski, that they were looking to shed payroll and that looking to move Mookie Betts was part of the new plan.
Yeah, Bradford disputes that and says that's dramatic sounding, that Martinez is not going anywhere. He's not going to opt out. It's his decision. And for Mookie, they're going to try to sign him.
Why
so.
Isn't Brad? Why isn't
Bradfoe's here?
Why isn't Bradfoe? Is Bradfoe here?
Yeah, you want to have him on?
Yeah,
yeah.
Bradfoe.
Get Bradfoe on the show.
Brad!
What is the point of doing a baseball show at Fenway Park if we don't have Bradfoe on?
With a
what are you doing?
Oh, he just left?
Well, get him.
He just said he was cold.
Get him back here. He's not cold. Only you two are cold. Everybody else is enjoying a day.
I'm nice now.
Bradford's going to start shaking. He's missing airtime.
He had the big.
He's not going to get a media star.
He just had his big interview with David Ortiz.
I know. Right. You just sit down. Too hard hitting for my liking.
Was that an interview or was Bradfoe photoshopped in?
Orchards of Bradford.
with his ice cream shirt.
Oh my God.
Speaking of big gets, Ken, have you revealed the Bruins player that is going to be on the podcast?
It's posted, yeah. Huge get for us.
Who was it?
Carson Kuhlman, budding superstar.
Oh, yep.
Come on.
This is David from Florida. David, what's going on?
Good morning. You know, I am just profoundly traumatized when I think about what's going on with these Red Sox right now. It's just they're lost at sea and they're despicable and frightening and scary. What's that? Repugnant. Whatever other word you want to throw in there.
Why? Do you think they gave up?
I think they've quit on. I mean, first of all, I think Cora's a bozo, substitute teacher. And I got a couple of comments about your buddy Mutt too, because I'm talking to Mutt last night, and Mutt to conflate this with AB a little bit. Mutt's admitting, which I agree with, that. That AB's encounter in the doctor's office when he was, flatulating a little bit too much.
Yes.
Is totally immature and absurd, which it is. But how is Cora, who's in a higher role and has more leadership as a manager, not equally or even more immature when he's quoting Dumb and Dumber references and he's that ridiculous comment he makes, we scored 18 runs against the Yankees last year, suck it. Yeah, and what is he referring to when he says suck it? I mean, it sounds like a WWF.
Yeah.
No,
David, thank you. I don't understand why he gets a pass. That's my own. And listen, I'm not.
Because he's nice to the media, Greg. That's why he gets a pass. I'm
not sophomore slump.
I'm not a baseball guy. Fully admit it. I'm more interested, quite frankly, with the lunch that we're taking everybody to at the Capitol Grill than talking about Alex Cora. But why does everybody give him a pass on the performance of this team? And I do believe they gave up. I mean, Ken, you were all kidding aside. You were legitimately on board and thought that they were going to make a run for it. Three weeks ago.
Yeah, well, part of that is Price hasn't pitched since then, or he did once for four innings and tapped out. So how is that Cora's fault if Price has a cyst injury and he won't pitch?
None of this, the manager of the ball club bears no responsibility for this situation today.
I didn't say that. You're saying he should be fired. That's dramatically different. Like, yes, okay, spring training, he didn't name a closer right away. He had a weird shift with Mookie in the lineup, not leading off early. That was not good. They had a terrible start to the year. The bullpen was, directionless. So, yeah, they mishandled catcher. I mean, you could go through five or six things Cora is responsible for. But, Greg, they won 108 games last year and cruised to a World Series. He can manage. I think he proved that. They don't just fire him after 1 year. Dombrowski's different because he was at odds with ownership.
John Farrell won a title his first year as manager, and he was fired shortly thereafter. Yeah. I mean,
he got like three grace years for that. So to only give Cora one seems a little.
To be honest, he would have been fired if he didn't have the health issues he had, in my opinion.
That's probably a pretty fair point. But Ken, you're like the son the Castiglione's never had. I know how much you love the Sox. Do you think honestly,
the Castiglione's Duke Castiglione, the son is
the,
in
no he, the other. Son they never had.
Oh, okay.
The other son. You're like the unknown. You're the unknown Castiglione. Do you think if Cora handled the starting pitchers differently in March that we could be singing a different tune right now?
There's a possibility, yes.
Wow.
But I think the pitchers probably demanded that, right? They would have maybe revolted.
Good. The inmates run the asylum, yeah. Then. There you go. Maybe that is
true.
A sign of weakness, Greg. That speaks to your point that maybe Cord, I say sophomore slump. You're saying he's proving his weakness.
I'm saying that I don't understand why, when you're sitting here today and you know, it's beautiful here at Fenway. This ballpark is, you know, I give all the credit in the world to this ownership group for what they've done with this ballpark. I mean, it's are you all right? Are you having a back problem?
My back, back is spasm? Just like spasming like crazy.
Oh my Lord! Oh, you're an invalid. I you're like a 30.
No. He's the gimp. Really? I mean, you sneezed and it's like you just lost a fight to Bane.
Curtis is having like back spasms in the middle of the show.
I'm going home.
There's people applauding your back pain on center field.
They started the wave.
This ownership group has done a great job. They've done a great job with the park, right? It's fantastic.
Gorgeous.
But if you look at this team, how do you not come back after winning a World Series and make the playoffs?
Absolutely.
And how do you not find fault with somebody other than Dave Dombrowski? Because Dave Dombrowski was, he provided the talent. Was the talent not managed properly? That is the question I think that you have to ask.
They hired Dombrowski. He specifically was the guy, post-Charrington and Theo, hey, come in, trade the farm, get some parts, win a World Series. He did exactly that. And then when he did it, they're like, oh, yeah, we're done with you. So we're going to scapegoat you this year and let Cora slide so that the fans can point. Because what do we do in Boston, Greg? We need someone to point our fingers at. And he's the one who's getting all the finger wagging this year. And now he's gone.
And do you really think Theo wants to come back and be a part of this?
There are rumors that he's not happy with the team's performance in Chicago. There's been a lot of sort of underperforming players there. And I do think with Lucchino gone, that was the big issue with Theo here with the Red Sox. That if he came back and they offered him a part equity in the team, as well as the compensation to be the president of the team, he comes here, he finishes his career in Boston, it'd be interesting. I think there is a better chance that Theo's the president of the Red Sox next year than Mookie resigns.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And you think they're going to give him points and he's going to be an owner?
In my opinion, that would be the only way they could get him out of Chicago.
Huh. All right. Well, we're at Fenway Park, Sam Adams Deck, and the game is 1 o'clock start today. We got a bunch of listeners who won their way in here today, and we're going to upgrade one of them to the bullpen seats, and we're going to take everybody over to lunch at the Capitol Grill first. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, then you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up on tomorrow's show, Julian Bubs Edelman will join us, hopefully on a better phone.
Yes.
Maybe a little, he has an opportunity to wake up and maybe join us a little bit later.
Not tomorrow. On like a 7-second delay responding
yes,
to questions.
Yes.
And
yes.
Also, don't forget, it's a No Fitzy Friday.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, there's a lot of people.
A lot of people super excited about that.
No
zingers.
When
no quips.
The Offifers love that show.
Yeah.
When you're.
You go be jealous of this.
When you have Friday off, are you already writing your one-liners for Monday's show?
Uh-huh. Oh, you're kidding me? I've already got next Wednesday's zingers and quips pre-scripted.
But how do you do that?
I mean, how do you know, material?
How do you know what we're going to be talking about? I mean, how do you write all of your one-line zingers this far in advance?
I'm a hacky precog.
I can
foresee the future, and I'm already hacking. I'm a hack and a honk. The hack and the honk. It's my own show. I get to play co-host and driver.
Have you seen by the way, before we take a break, have you seen the irrational fear in the news today with regard to the cat that chased that was chased into the home by the mountain lion?
What?
Yeah, I mean, this is like...
Is this a parable?
I can't do this show anymore.
Danielle's headphones went dead. What? Curtis threw out his back, which caused Danielle's headphones to go dead. I'm not kidding.
I
So let's see. Hype video, leaf blowers, a thrown out back, and dead headphones.
What?
Paradise.
I can't. What is going on?
I don't know.
On?
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Where did this happen?
This happened in Sonora, California. There was a couple that was watching TV at home on Sunday night, and they had left a door open, and a mountain lion comes slinking through the door. Edward and Kathy Suddeth heard a loud slam, and they all of a sudden saw the big cat, and they thought it was chasing a neighbor's pet, and the thing was right there in the house. So they made some noises. They were able to scare it into the bathroom, and we have some sound from the couple.
All of a sudden, we heard a big bang.
We thought it was a dog. Good grief, no. I was just finding out then that it was a lion.
His tail was pretty close to me, so I just flipped it a little bit. 911 had a hard time understanding what I was talking about because I probably was jabbering.
We can try to come out from the outside and dart the lion from outside the house, or we can try to coax the lion to jump out the window.
That was a terrible experience to have so late in life.
Won't leave the door open anymore.
So late in life.
Terrible so experience late in life. To have so late. When is it convenient to have a mountain lion run into your house? And when is it a good experience?
When you think it's a cat.
Yeah.
Like I don't. That would be a horrible experience early in life, right. and midlife also.
Weren't there a lot of people in this area that were scared for a long time that like hyenas or like what when they did a lot of construction in the Blue Hills and they drove them out like there was
hyenas?
No, not hyenas.
There's no hyenas in the Blue Hills.
Not hyenas.
Scorpions in the Blue Hills. Yeah.
Like, javelinas?
So, I don't know. There were like there
chupacabra?
Like, yes, there were chupacabras. No, there was all that construction on the South Shore. Next thing you know, people have all these wild animals running through their backyards. Coyotes, excuse me. There were coyotes
who,
all over.
That's
the
where you went for coyotes?
Who confuses?
It's early and I'm cold.
9:30 guy.
At least I didn't cough and my back went out.
Who what a pivot. Who confuses a hyena for a coyote?
I mean, a honk.
Have you never been on like a wildlife hike or something like that?
No, but Wiki got here early.
I did go to the Seven Flags and go on the animal safaris.
I mean, unbelievable. Wiggy's a city guy, but I think he knows the difference. I can't believe that. Are we sure? Yes,
got
I am.
An
it's a bold assumption.
Yes, I am absolutely.
Why don't you hit him with that one tomorrow at 6:03 when I'm in bed still?
Yeah, that's my lead.
Oh, his lead is going to be what we've done to the hyenas in the Blue Hills Conservatory by building houses. Yeah. All right. We are at Fenway Park, Sam Adams Deck, and Brock Holt of the Boston Red Sox is going to join us coming up next.
NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiki every Sunday before the game. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by our friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss, 6 locations, their newest in Government Center, and the virtual program available worldwide. Losing weight has never been so convenient. Day 2 of Patriots practice, getting ready for the Jets today. Tom Brady limited yesterday, expected to be a full go today, though, with his calf issue. But you do wonder, Fitzy, backup lineman all over the place, no James Devlin, gimpy leg. Could discretion be the better part of valor here? Maybe bench him against the Jets. You want to see Stidham?
Oh, you want to start Stidham? There you go. There you go, FT. Let's start Stidham. We'll let Antonio Brown play quarterback Sunday.
Well, don't forget Greg Williams. He of Bounty Gate is the defensive coordinator of the Jets, so he's going to be taking extra targets at that time.
Of course, because he's a big fan of the whole idea you kill the head and the body follows. I get it. The one thing I'd be more concerned about, Ken, I think the line will be fine. Devlin is a sneaky X factor to this whole entire second Hall of Fame run, if you will, Greg, because when Devlin plays, and mind you, Brady and Edelman, whenever they've started the same game against an AFC team at Gillette, are 40-0, so I feel pretty good about Sunday. But Devlin is a sneaky cog in the works. He's
the
very
X
important
factor
to that team.
For Brady's second run is James Devlin?
Devlin.
You and Gunners
Devlin,
and fullbacks.
Yes. Special teams and Devlin, man.
God. Well, it doesn't matter because nobody's allowed to touch Tom Brady
Jimmy
earlier.
Neckerol. That's
what,
right.
That's what the Dolphins. Right. That's what the Dolphins say. They were told they can't touch
him. That's true. Great point. And the game's in Gillette, so forget about it.
They're not allowed. They're not allowed to touch him.
The fix is in.
Yep. Yeah. Antonio Brown creating a rift. That was Fitzy's report yesterday that many in the upper management of the Patriots were upset
that.
About. Yes, but you sure did.
Who can forget the Brady Devlin era?
That's fine.
Antonio Brown has yet to speak to the media. He had an Instagram post deleted, we think, by the franchise's discretion. We'll see if that plays out any more today. Final game of the series with the Red Sox and the Giants, 105. The first pitch on the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Joe Castiglione along with Sean McDonough and Lou Maloney on the call. Will Fleming has your pregame, again, starting at noon. Mutt and Curran tonight at Encore Casino from the On Deck Burger Bar. Don't miss that. And right afterwards, we'll have Titans at the Jags here on WEI, courtesy of Westwood One. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Coming to you from the Sam Adams deck here at Fenway, friendly Fenway Park, America's most beloved ballpark. And we are a 1 o'clock start today for the Red Sox. We're awaiting the arrival of Brock Holt, who is going to join us here and is being honored or is a nominee when it comes to the Roberto Clemente Award. And that's for public service, right?
For off the field
community
service and other things like that. And he is at the Jimmy Fund helping out with those kids almost on a daily basis. He's phenomenal with those kids.
To translate through the honk machine, that is like being nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, if you will, in football, correct?
Yes, absolutely. This is, I believe, Paul from Quincy, who is has been hanging on patiently, and I believe he wants to discuss the hyenas in the Blue Hills Conservatory. Yes, Paul.
That was my laughing hyena that I just did.
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, Greg, great show. First of all, great show you got going. All you need now is to be attacked by a hawk because their nest feels threatened.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been a very interesting program. I personally am fine. I've never seen two people with regard to Danielle or Nick, who are less able to handle a little bit of cold weather. It's the most...
This coming from a guy who keeps the windows closed in the suite at Gillette all year long.
Yes, but I'm able to function in the morning.
Sure.
I'm able to... I'm not shivering in the corner.
No, you were shivering all morning.
Yes, but I'm able to function.
I'm still here. I just choose not to be freezing. You can be a hardo all you want,
function.
Guy.
I've used my normal lack of economy of words. I've made puns and zingers all day long. I'm keeping Curtis companion. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Paul, you have something to add when it comes to the issue at Blue Hills that Nick was referencing? Yeah.
Real quick, did I hear you right? Bridget the Midget stabbed somebody?
Yes.
I heard she had a short fuse.
Jeez. Oh, my. Wow. My back just got thrown out from that one.
All right. Yeah, no, but I just wanted to confirm. I live about 200 yards from the entrance to one of the entrances of the Blue Hills, and we had a couple of occasions. One early evening, around 11 o'clock in the morning, a female coyote, we live on a dead end, completely freaked out, like running around in circles because she felt trapped. And another time, early in the evening, both a male and a female, walking right up the middle of my driveway, like they were out for a midnight stroll. And also wild turkeys, who are as big as coyotes, as you probably know.
Yes. Well, there's a weird thing with the turkeys. The turkeys are all over the city. I don't know what that's
They were in Southie the other day. There was turkeys all over the place. I'd never seen them once. And then there was like this whole family of turkeys, and a hawk was circling above head. It was like it was in the middle of like some nature conservatory in downtown South Boston.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. But Paul, thank you.
And Nick saw a cheetah.
Yeah,
saw it.
I did.
That was actually
I saw a liger.
That's a small Bengal cat, actually.
Napoleon.
I got to say, though, the turkeys, in just like everyone around New England or in the Metro West area, the attitude on these turkeys, they just walk right in the middle of the street, mm-hmm. taking their sweet-ass turkey time, and they can't walk like a group. It's always one after right. another after another.
You could it's be like drunk girls.
You could be, honestly, you could be waiting a good 5 minutes for turkeys to cross the road, and they're all well-fed. Of course, because they're eating all these Whole Foods leftovers. They got a great life. I'm going to come back as a Metro West turkey.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah, unless they're doing that weird, like, turkey ritual thing that they did in that video from a few years ago. You remember that thing where the turkey died and they all marched in unison in the circle around it? Did you ever see that video?
That was terrifying. Yeah.
Yes, it was terrifying.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I thought that's usually like the beginning of like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Next thing you know, Mark Wahlberg shows up and we're all supposed to die.
I mean, it's I don't know what it is, but it's there's way more there's in a, don't say to me, oh, it's because we're building condos in the woods, which is what
they
Danielle's
have nowhere to
say.
Live, dude.
But it's not that they don't have, there's I don't know if there's more of them or people aren't eating animals anymore or like what it is.
We're
but
not
there's
going out and grabbing a turkey in your backyard and stow.
But, yeah.
but going to Shaw.
You know who's been cleaning up the last 10 years, Greg? Rodent eliminators, because ever since all the construction's taken place in the hills and especially in wetlands,
yeah.
or wetlands, they have driven all of these mice and these rats out, and they just take shelter in people's basements, and these guys get calls.
Well,
$750 later, they got rid of your rats.
Well, I think that is... up. I think that's more about, like, when you look at what they're doing in the seaport... Like and going way deep down in with all the foundations for those buildings, that's what's bringing all the rats out, isn't? Don't right. you think that that's what it is?
Oh sure. But this has been going on in the South Shore for the last 10, 15 years or so.
Totally non sequitur about the seaport. Is there any plan to keep, like, they literally build on top of buildings with no? It doesn't appear to be with any plan and a long term goal for what they're doing
yeah.
there.
What do you
I've
mean?
Lived in
what?
South.
Is
Dombrowski the lead engineer?
There's no new roads. There's no new infrastructure, and they just keep building new buildings.
Yeah,
every day there's a new building going on.
Why do you have an issue with that?
Because the traffic is awful and it looks bad.
Well, it doesn't look bad.
It does look bad. When you get off the pike where I live, you look to your left and you see the seaport. It's like just like
a random
collection of buildings.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no organization to it. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no parking that's been put in. It doesn't make any sense why they just are.
I think it's like the greatest neighborhood in the city.
I love walking to it. I would hate to live there.
You would?
Yeah, because there's nowhere to park. There's no supermarket in the seaport anywhere.
There's gonna be. There's gonna be like a Whole Foods in that new Echelon building. There's
okay,
be
so
like
that
a massive...
I mean they've been building there for how long? And they have decided 7 years in they'll put in a supermarket. And there's I don't know. I just it seems like it's an eyesore.
Brad Foe has shown up. You can give him Danielle's headphones. She's freezing. She's not.
I can't look at him because I can't turn to the left. I'm like
wow,
Curtis after
Chris
he blows
Curtis's
back.
Headphone. What
yeah.
a thrill.
Yeah, you got Curtis's.
What an honor.
I mean, listen, I figured we can't do a baseball show without having you on it.
Oh, I'm here. I'm in the building. So
yes.
I've been
yes.
roaming around.
What
yeah.
is what's what like what is the what is
what's every, the vibe?
What's the vibe? what's everybody
the
talking?
Vibe? I think that you guys portrayed it perfectly. People are hosing down seats.
Yeah, that's about
that's,
it.
That's
right?
what they're
that's,
doing.
That's about
yeah.
it.
The yeah. vibe, the vibe is that I think everyone's waiting for the season to end. Yes.
Do you think I'm goofy when I ask why Alex Cora gets a pass on the performance of this team?
No, when you have underperforming team, everyone should be put in the crosshairs. But I heard you talk earlier. There's no chance. I mean, I don't think that's part of the conversation of him getting fired. But everyone should be questioned, right? What is wrong with this team? What is wrong with the highest payroll in baseball being eliminated from the playoffs this early? Everyone should be questioned.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
I think it's the starting pitching. You allocated so much money to the starting pitching. You allocated to the top four guys, I think, like $80 million to the starting pitching. That collective group has over a 5 ERA and an under 500 record. This is how this team was built. That's it. That's the reason. I mean, you can say bullpen. You can say everything else. That's cool, but it's if you want to start number one, the power rankings, that's it.
Yeah, and Bradfo, just to see an article come out the other day about how, like, Billy Beane 4.0 out in Oakland. Once again makes the playoffs. They built from within. They've made the playoffs. They don't even have the payroll of the starting four pitchers of the Red Sox. And they're going back to the playoffs. And here we are to send the Viking ship off to Valhalla baseball today.
And you know what? It's bad news for all these people who want Mookie Betts and want them to allocate money to all these guys, because what teams are proving now is that if you pay the guy, if you pay Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and these guys, you're going to sell more T-shirts, but you aren't necessarily going to win anything more,
right?
Because it's more about you have to have 50 guys instead of one.
Curtis thinks there's a 5% chance that Mookie is here next season.
I would put that a little slightly higher, but okay, I would say under 50%.
You'd say it's under 50?
I would think so right
wow,
now.
Wow, under 50. Yeah. Man, there's a lot of Red Sox fans that are upset hearing that.
But this is how it is. It's guys, I mean, you basically give him your best offer in spring training or in the off season. If you feel like you're close, then fine. If you don't feel like you're close, you move on. It's, you know, no hard feelings. This is it. So, I'm sorry to do this to you guys. Sorry.
No, I mean, I think you're right. I think you look at the thing that drives me crazy is you have two guys that, you know, I think for the first time ever that hit 30 home runs. You have like unbelievable young talent on this team, and you're sitting here today, and you're not going to be a playoff team.
No, look at this. No one in the stands right now at all. This is the fan protest.
This is the equivalent of the Browns fans walking a reverse circle around the stadium.
Do they have the refrigerator saying first win, all free beer?
Bud Light fridge,
But
well, no, it's not like Toronto or whatever.
No,
I mean,
no.
I get it.
It was packed the other day, Greg. I mean, it was like the first game of the Giants, and they get a ton of Giant fans here. I understand that. But it was still packed. People like the whole scene. But still, that doesn't mean that people don't get mad. They should get mad. You want people to get mad, because if they don't get mad, what's the worst thing? Apathy.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that set in, though, when we're so spoiled in entitled town?
With Patriots, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what they're fighting. I think absolutely. And we see it, you know, whether it's at the station, whether it's on the website or whatever, you are in a legitimate fight. These are the three teams against a team, the Patriots, who is just the best professional franchise maybe in history of sports. You're in a fight for attention for them. And really, for the Red Sox, you better hope that you have an active offseason, because that's how you get the attention back. Because if you just hire some retread GM or something like that, not going to happen.
Well, what do you think about Theo? Do you think Theo would come back here?
I think that Theo... It depends. I mean, I think that if you give him an ownership stake, it gets pretty interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, 1% is $30 million.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not bad,
you
know, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You think? What do you think?
I think that if you gave him that, why wouldn't he? I mean, but then again, does he really want to revisit this whole thing and revisit Boston? And
The weird thing is, I feel like you're probably more connected than most writers. Like, you're out and about. You have the ear of the people, people who are important.
Yes, Bradfo. Thank you. I do. do you want me to give you my scoop?
Venmo.
Yeah, I want you to. But it has to be better than Wiggy. Wiggy, I heard yesterday, you're going to like this, Fitzy. Wiggy was like, hey, you know, I don't want to drop names, but I had a conversation with Tom Brady, and the conversation was literally, you know, hey, it's sunny out. Okay. You know, I don't want to drop names,
Wiggs,
but I breathe
Wiggs,
the same air.
Doing? Wiggs, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey, Tom, can you hook me up with some of that TB15?
So how do you guys like this? This is kind of – I said to them, I've never seen a broadcast out here before.
It's awesome.
This is kinda, I know it's cold.
It's cold,
Danielle,
but the whole concept of it is awesome.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
So what you say – it's like saying, I like you personally. In theory,
no, like if I had a blanket from the beginning, I'd have been thrilled if I had dressed more appropriately.
Well,
but no, this is tremendous.
Live and learn.
To see the sun coming up over the ballpark.
It's cool,
It's amazing.
It's spring. You guys are – this. I said this feels like – and you guys will experience the spring training thing. You're freezing early in the morning, but then you get it like this, and it's really nice out right now.
No, it's great, and we got all the winners here.
I know, it's a cool thing. I'm not just saying that.
We got Brock Holt coming up, I think, before the show. It's going to come up for 5 minutes before the show ends. Is that what's going to happen? yeah. All right. Well, listen.
Hey, congratulations, guys. Seriously, I haven't talked to you all, but congratulations on such a great start.
Thank you.
So it's really cool.
Do you mean that?
When I say something's really cool, it's obviously I mean it.
Yeah.
That's
the
ultimate punctuation.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, it's a radio show. I mean, it's a radio show. I'm glad you like it.
But what did I tell you, like, down here? I said, you know, like, it's not said enough that things are going to be hard, right?
Yeah.
Things are going to be hard. It wasn't that hard.
It wasn't.
Like, you guys got good ratings from the get-go.
Oh, well, that's, I hate when people... You're like Curtis. Curtis brags...
That's because Curtis told me to say that.
He brags about the ratings. I'm like, Curtis, don't brag about the ratings. Wait. I mean, it is... I mean, one...
I'm not bragging about the ratings. I'm just congratulating you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, some felt it might take a year or 6 months. I don't know that people thought it would be 1 month, but, you know, I heard
Curtis say he talks to Mutt after ripping him all the time. I also talked to Mutt last night, and I'm anxious to get this last thing, is that Mutt, Lucy said that Mutt, she can beat Mutt in a 50-yard dash.
Ooh,
really? Mutt said he could run backwards and beat Lucy in a 50-yard dash. I actually think, number one, it would be very close, and I may be picking Lucy. So am I wrong?
Nope. No.
No, not at
no.
all.
No.
Mutt
no.
was so cocky about this.
No she's she, lo, those long
yeah,
lean
and
legs.
Mutt's got these short little stubby legs.
What?
Lucy.
Those long, lean legs.
Lucy's should be equestrian. Mutt'll just...
She owns a horse. She's not a horse.
What are you watching?
Sam Adams cooler on the break.
This is a co-worker. It's an HR listening. Long, lean legs? What is it?
I'm just admiring the athletic profile.
Don't objectify the women that you work with.
Oh, yes, of course. And let's now take a moment to please talk about her bikini shots on her Instagram.
Exactly.
I'd rather talk about Mutt's bikini shots.
God. By the way, biggest seller this year at H&M, the Muttkini. It has extra hair sticking out of all the...
Oh, come on.
All right. Brad Folk.
Curtis is so psyched.
Brad Folk, thank you.
Good seeing you.
And we'll
Brad Folk.
We will be back from Fenway, hopefully with Brock Holt.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Sam Adams Deck at Fenway Park, it's the Greg Hill Show.
We're back at Fenway. The crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see them. I believe that Dale is joining us. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
So I get up at 6 o'clock to listen to the beginning of the Greg Hill Show, as I do every morning. I'm standing in my kitchen waiting for the coffee, and I'm listening to you guys. And to the left of the radio is my outdoor thermometer.
Yes.
And it says 39 degrees.
I know.
And I'm thinking, I bet Danielle's having a heck of a morning so far.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's
miserable.
Been torturous, too.
She's been miserable.
Well, I mean, the whole thing about maybe underdressed a little, Danielle.
Dale, I didn't realize we were going to be outside. That was a communication issue.
We had different blue hills here, if you know what I mean.
Yes. But thankful for our engineer,
Fitzy,
Doug Lee, who sourced me a blanket.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, I heard you guys say you're broadcasting from the Sam Adams deck.
Yes. We said it.
They have never
times.
Put walls on that.
No.
Danielle, I've also never been up here, Dale. I sit in cheap seats, unlike Greg.
Well, if you're on the Sam Adams deck and Jim Cook is actually pouring you beers, that is kind of a cool thing to have happen.
It's awesome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I thank Sam Adams. I just got the news that Brock Holt will not be joining us.
Oh, no.
So I'm not sure.
Busy with baseball things?
I don't know if it's baseball things or... I mean, I guess he at one point he wanted to call the show, and I mean, really the kind of the intent of the thing was to have the listeners meet Brock Holt. That's kind of what I wanted to do. So I don't
you can't really shake hands over the phone.
Yeah, no. So, but you know, I mean, baseball, they don't really, when it comes to the game, they don't need to really market themselves there or anything like
I
that.
Think it's doing great.
Yeah, it's really. It's not an issue. So, Dale, maybe, I don't know, maybe Brock, you want us to leave the headphones and the mic up
sure.
here?
Sure. Yeah, he'll hike up to the Sam Adams deck with us being back here. Not that I am qualified to program your show, but a texter said, I'm so glad Fitzy's on the show. We need a drunk Fitzy and Danielle on the show at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yep.
Because it was so cold, if Danielle had done her normal five or six cider or Sam Adams routine, everything would have been fine.
Well,
today,
no one handed me a beer. If they hand me a beer, I'll drink it.
So there's a whole cooler up there.
I didn't know that.
Help yourself.
All right, next time.
Don't judge me, Dale.
That's fine, Fitzy.
Yeah, tell Keith we got a couple coldies here if you guys want to finish the broadcast from Ice Station Fenway.
We come on my way.
Thank you, Keith. I got you, buddy.
I mean, you guys only have 2 hours. What do you only have 2 hours to do today?
That's right.
Anyway, right?
Well, and then we're part of the pregame show, so we'll be here till about 12:45 or thereabouts. Ooh.
No,
it's a tough job, but yeah. and then Keith's going to start slamming whatever beers you've left over.
That's right.
Hey, that's a longer day than either Ken or Curtis put in. So don't I wouldn't worry.
Ow.
Oh.
Yeah. So we will talk to Peter King today at 10:30. We'll try to get the latest as much as there is on the whole Antonio Brown thing, and we'll talk about some other things as well, including the fact that I don't care if the spread gets to 30 by Sunday, I'd still take the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't gone up, right? It's 23.
22 and a half this morning, I saw.
And the Cowboys over the Finns are 21 and a half. Dale, do you think that the Finns could actually be the first team to be 20 point or greater dogs in every game?
Well, maybe not every game.
They got to play the Jets.
They get to play the Jets twice.
I mean, honestly, didn't someone suggest yesterday, Greg, that they actually should not charge admission to Dolphins home games the rest of the year?
Yes, yes.
Or, as my friend once said, here's the thing, is let everybody in for free. Charge them to get out. You're going to make a bundle then down in Miami.
That's an idea.
That's pretty good.
Just a thought.
Right, I just got word that Mookie Betts is coming up here to the Sam Adams deck to do the show. So we're
great.
Gonna
oh, great.
Yeah, well, we'll be here. We're ready to talk to him.
Yeah, David Price actually is going to host tomorrow morning with us.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Y'all have a nice day now, you hear?
That would be helpful. You know what I'll do is I'll tease that for a week, and then they cannot deliver.
Perfect.
That would be the bet. That would be a good way to do that.
Microcosm of the season,
guys. Have a great show today, and it's beautiful. The sun is out. It's like 44 degrees over here, so it's going to be a beautiful day at the ballpark. We will be back tomorrow with Julian Edelman. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at weei.com or on the radio.com app. Dale and Keith is next. Thank you for listening.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.